Good morning, this is Harry and Jay with your 9am Zlines. In local news, a Taiwanese traveller is facing Brisbane Magistrates Court after allegedly attempting to import ketamine inside his luggage. The 33-year-old male arrived at Brisbane International Airport on Tuesday morning and was selected by Australian Border Force officers for a baggage examination. ABF officers allegedly located two vitamin bottles inside the man's suitcase, which contained hundreds of white and orange capsules with a combined weight of about 250 grams and an estimated street value of $50,000. Detective Acting Inspector Tim Murphy said, quote, "The AFP is determined to target, identify and disrupt criminals attempting to import harmful illicit substances into our country," end quote.
A 55-year-old man has died after being crushed by a bulldozer at a construction site just north of Brisbane. The man was critically injured when the machinery rolled near the Meandu coal mine on Wednesday morning. He died at the scene and workplace health and safety officers and police are investigating. The death comes a week after a 17-year-old construction worker died from a fall at a building in West End. Following the news of the 55-year-old's death, the Construction, Forestry, Maritime, Mining and Energy Union called for repeated urgent updates to the state's workplace safety laws.
In national news, a motorcycle rider has died and a woman is in hospital after a fatal crash in Melbourne's southwest yesterday afternoon. The motorcyclist and their passenger came off their bike on Guane Avenue at about 1:30 p.m. Wednesday afternoon, police said. The female passenger sustained non-life-threatening injuries and the investigation is still ongoing.
Queenslanders who have been displaced by the housing crisis are facing an increased risk of poor mental health. Stephen Kling is one of the many Queenslanders who have been displaced due to the state's housing crisis. Mr. Kling, who lives with schizophrenia, spends most of his days alone in his apartment in Goomery. He formerly lived in the Sunshine Coast and relocated 6 times due to the cost of living crisis, but ultimately decided to move to be able to afford and be more independent. Mr. Kling said, quote, "The rent is cheaper, but due to isolation and a lack of competition, we pay in other ways," end quote. To tackle this growing issue, a report by the Queensland Council of Social Services found that the state needed 11,000 affordable social homes each year for the next 20 years to meet the growing demand.
In international news, activists have accused Iran's morality police of beating a girl for not wearing a hijab and posted a photo showing her in a coma. Officials say the 16-year-old collapsed after boarding a Tehran metro train at Shahada station on Sunday. Human rights group Hengor alleged that she was subjected to a severe physical assault by morality police officers. The 16-year-old is being treated at Tehran's Fajr Hospital under tight security, and the phones of all members of her family have been confiscated.
For your weather today, Brisbane is cloudy with a possible shower. It's currently 19 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 28. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 8, which is in the very high band. That's all your news for 9am. We'll be back at 10am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.